Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What a great song. Welcome, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. What happened there? Oh, there we go. Did I do something? I knocked myself off the air? Brendan, what's going on here? You're coming over. I think I screwed up. We good? Are we? Can you give me the thumbs up? We're thumbs up. Welcome, everybody. Blue Rodeo to open up today's show. Oilers Now brought to you by Roller Spots. I bumped into Thomas last night as we were shooting the NHL Hockey on Rogers Sportsnet panel during the intermissions. Roller Spots, aching after a long day, Roller Spots offers tubs designed with your relief in mind. Rest, recover, and relax with Roller Spots, Alberta's number one swim spa dealer. Visit worldofspas.com. That song goes back to 1987. Wow, great hit back in the day for Blue Rodeo. Listen to Oilers Now. The Edmonton Oilers are playing pretty good. They're the best record in the National Hockey League in the month of March. They ended up going 12-2-1. Not bad. Not bad. If you take a look at it, 8.33 winning percentage in the month of March, and since Christmas, the best record in the Western Conference at 26-8-7. That is a 7.20 winning percentage. We have a busy show, full recap of last night's 2-0 victory, playoff-style type game against the LA Kings. We will hear from availability today, some comments from Ryan Nugent-Hopkins and Evander Kane as well. As Elliot Friedman will join us today at 12:35 from NHL Hockey on Rogers, courtesy of our friends at Abe's Door Service. At 1:05, the Anaheim Ducks are in town tomorrow. Anaheim head coach, former Edmonton Oilers head coach, Dallas Eakins, will be on today's edition of Oilers Now. And at 1:35 of the Western Hockey League playoffs getting started tonight, Saskatoon Blades president and general manager Colin Priestner, the Blades play Connor Bedard and the Regina Pats. And that's a big deal. And there is the Bedard factor in terms of just everybody wanting to see the phenom play. So we'll talk a bit about Colin, about how successful his season was with Saskatoon. They got a top five team in the WHL this year, and they are the favorites in that series. But they're going to have to contain one of the best players in the last 30 years out of the WHL. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline at 780-496-0063. We'll tell you that George Thurgood and the Destroyers take the stage at the River Cree May 4th. Info and tickets at the rivercreeresort.com. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line as well. Get the new floors you've always wanted. 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more information. The Oilers had a brief avail today. They did not skate tomorrow night's game, 8 o'clock, against Anaheim. 6 games left in the regular season. Edmonton taking care of business last night, 2-0. That's their top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. We are on Twitter at Oilers Now. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. Brendan Escott's a big part of the show, at Brendan with 2 E's and Escott with 2 T's. Hello, Brendan. How you doing? What's going on?
Things are good. Things are good, Bob. That was an excellent hockey game to be at. It feels like the last 3 home games, anyway, have all been like playoff games already.
Did you? I mean, you had to like the physicality that the Oilers brought right from the get-go. I think they out-hit 17-9, L.A. in the first period. You had the McDavid play in the corner on Mikey Anderson, which, by the way, I want to get some thoughts, and we're going to get some people out there to text us on the Ashley Fine Flores text line. Like, I don't think McDavid sat there from 25 feet out and tried to drill Mikey Anderson through the board, but is there some responsibility on the defender in that situation not to reverse back into the boards and put himself in a position where he can get angled off? Or am I looking at things from Oilers-centric glasses? You text us, you tell us on the Ashley Fine Flores text line. Of course, I probably got six or seven personal texts last night from hockey fans that I know out there, guys that love the game. And it's remarkable, Brendan, how many said the same thing. Hey, that's the hockey gods evening one up after what Mikey Anderson did last year to Leon Draisaitl in Game 6 in the playoffs. Do you buy that?
Yeah, I do. We talked for a few games here in the lead into this game in particular about why or even how nothing had been done to sort of get comeuppance for that whole situation. And there you have it. And you're right. It wasn't a malicious play. It was one of 38 checks that the Oilers finished last night. It was a physical hockey game. They're going to be physical hockey games just like that one from here on out. And you know what? I guess it's unfortunate what happened, but it wasn't. I think the speed was the factor in that play, Bob. And because there wasn't a whole heck of a lot of it from a player who operates almost strictly with speed, that to me is why you can't say this was done with a lot of malice.
Yeah, the Oilers played the game with a tremendous amount of patience last night. Now, LA had a couple good forwards not going. They did not have Kevin Fiala. He's their leading scorer this year. They play him on the third line left wing. They create mismatches. He's out with a lower body issue. And a player I've always liked, Gabriel Vilardi, he's got 23 goals, and he was doing a lot of the scoring early in the season for Los Angeles. So they didn't have him. The Oilers didn't have McLeod, who's an important player for Edmonton in their bottom six because of the speed that he brings. But Edmonton's just simply a different team. Evander Kane. You know, he didn't play the first two games against L.A. He was smoking guys and in the face of guys and assertive with players out on the ice. And Doughty was much more quiet than he was in the first two games of the year. Because you know what? Evander Kane's a guy that can talk to. And if he has to, Evander Kane can back it up. The Oilers have the defense. We'll get to the defense in a second here, but let's do this. We're going to head off into the Oilers Now audio vault. Cam Moon was on the call last night. Jack Michaels has got the call for us tomorrow night on 6:30 Chet and on the Oilers Radio Network. We're going to head into the Oilers Now audio vault for direct work, where specialized to work with your business, outfit your crew from head to toe in Edmonton and in Fort McMurray. Here's Cam.
The Oilers trail the Los Angeles Kings by 1 point in the Pacific Division, and they've got him here at Rogers Place tonight. Korpisalo out to play it. For Gavrikov gets door to Anderson. He gets pasted on the boards by McDavid, and penalty coming up. Doughty gave it away. Here's the shot. Bukestad just put it wide of the net. Doughty's stick cratered on his pass, and it went to Bukestad. Here's the shot, and the save by Skinner as Arthur Kelly have followed up the play, got it in the slot. And we're into the last minute of the first. Yamamoto comes out, weaves his way in over the King line. Left wing to Draisaitl. To Kane, scores! Evander Kane on an amazing pass from Leon Draisaitl. And it's 1-0 Edmonton. Jersey through the middle. He'll get the puck to Kempe. He's in all alone. Oh, what a save by Skinner! He went to the deke, to the backhand, into the glove of Skinner. Jersey gives it away, and here comes McDavid, shorthanded, the breakaway. McDavid scores! His 300th career goal, and the Oilers are up 2-0.
Connor McDavid with just a beautiful read. Off to the races. Absolute beauty.
Byfield rolled to the net. Arvidsson, his shot saved by Skinner. Got him in the left pad, and he covers it up. The game's over. The Oilers win 2-0 over the Kings. Stuart Skinner with the shutout. First of the year, second of his NHL career, and the Oilers win it 2-0. What a game.
Edmonton gets the victory, 2-0. Here's Oilers head coach Jay Woodcroft's comments on Stuart Skinner's 43-save performance for
a mature beyond his years. I think he is came up with the big save at the right time. You know, I thought probably 7-8 minutes into the second period, they didn't have a whole lot going on. We turned a few pucks over. They got some chances, and when called upon, Stewart was good. And then certainly late in the third period, when they had a little bit of a flurry, they shoot from everywhere. They're one of those teams that are volume shooters, but they did have some really good chances in the third period late. And when called upon, Stewart was excellent. He managed the game very well today.
All right, so Skinner gets a shutout. The Oilers move past the LA Kings in the standings. LA still does have a game in hand. Evander Kane, 8 hits, 5 shots on goal, scored the opening goal of the game, played 20 minutes, had not played in the 2 previous games against LA. Here's the head coach, Jay Woodcroft, on Evander Kane.
Kaner's game, I think, is rounding into form right now. He's always been known as a big game player, and these last two, you know, he's shown at the level that he can play at. The good news is there's not a lot of miles on that chassis this year. He's just kind of rounding into form at the right time of year, and you know, we need him.
12-17 in Edmonton. We're in the Oilers now. Audio vault. Evander Kane was one of the players at today's availability, and he commented on where his fitness level is at right now.
Physically, I think it's always been... I've been fine.
Yeah.
I think it's just more of the mental side, kind of coming in and out and finding a rhythm and having different goals that you set out to do at the beginning of a season, then obviously having to adjust them as injuries happen. So, you know, I think, again, when you have opportunities with big games later in the year where points are incredibly important, you know, you kind of relish those opportunities and want to make the best of them.
Ryan Nugent-Hopkins was also available today, and he was asked about how Evander Kane changes a team's complexion when he's back in the lineup.
He's adds a great dynamic for our team. His physicality, his intensity. I mean, he's always making D-men think going back for pucks, and he'll stir it up. And then at the same time, he's making really good plays, and he's putting the puck in the net. I mean, he's obviously 300 goals for a reason. Great goal scorer, but at the same time, he adds that physicality and the intense kind of attitude that I think, especially at this time of the year, is so important.
Ryan Nugent-Hopkins held off the scoreboard last night, but he's still got a great chance to get to 100 points this year. He was asked about the importance of a potential 100-point season.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously there. I know it's there. It's my focus right now is finishing off these 6 games well for the team and positioning ourselves in a good spot here. Obviously, it's something that's there, and it'll be a cool milestone to hit as a personal accomplishment. But my main focus right now is definitely getting these last 6 wins.
Nuge 4 points away from 100. So he's got 6 games left to get 4 points. He's at 96. He also added some additional comments on transforming his game over the years.
Well, I think that's it. I think you want to try to involve your game. And obviously, I came in as an offensive guy and had to round out my game, I'd say, especially we were a team that had offense, but we were giving up a lot defensively any given night, so I kind of had to figure that out. I wanted to be a reliable player and a two-way guy, and the older I've gotten in this league, the more I realize that I can help offensively too and kind of get back to that a little bit, but no, I still think that I can take steps to get better and round out my game even more.
All right. The Edmonton Oilers, and Brendan, I guess we're sort of going into NHL today, but we're going to circle back into the Oilers now, audio vault momentarily. So what's the deal on the playoffs if Edmonton, I mean, look, the Oilers are in the playoffs. I mean, they're going to make the playoffs. They got 6 games left here. They basically need what? 1 more point or a loss from Winnipeg? Calgary, the Oilers have the season series against the Flames. So I don't think Calgary can catch Edmonton. Flames got 7 games left. If the Oilers lost their final 6 in Calgary, won all 7, then they could catch Edmonton in the standings, but the Oilers still had the head-to-head with Calgary. So the only team would be Winnipeg, I guess. Well, no, because Calgary can't pass Edmonton. So they're pretty much in the playoffs. We know that. Boy, did we ever screw that up. Anyways.
I can say it with certainty. It becomes official tonight, specifically if Detroit loses in any fashion, either in overtime or regulation to Winnipeg.
Winnipeg loses to Detroit in regulation.
Correct.
Yeah, okay. Here's Evander Kane on the potential clinching situation tonight.
Probably won't watch the game, no. It'd be great if we clinched, obviously. That's what we set out to do at the beginning of the regular season, is make sure we get to the playoffs. And but we've put ourselves in a position where we can want a little more and accomplish a little bit more, so we want to climb in the standings.
Well, I expect them to keep climbing in the standings as well. All right, so the Oilers get the victory. Last night, 2-0. We got a ton of texts coming in on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, and we'll go to NHL Today when we return for Elite Promotional Marketing.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
12:25 in Edmonton. Welcome back, everybody. Tyler has texted us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. And Tyler says, really good teams have a few games a year one could call statement wins. The Oilers arguably had 5 in the month of March, beating Toronto at home, winning in Boston, dominating Dallas, whipping Vegas in their barn, and last night's complete win against the LA Kings. Again, you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Let's go to NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing. I bumped into Drew Schamhorn last night at the game. He had an entourage with him. Elite Promotional Marketing, your local branded merchandising specialist. Head to ElitePromoMarketing.com, and here is Brendan.
Ooh, hello, Oilers welcoming Anaheim to Rogers Place tomorrow night at 8 o'clock on 630 CHED. Our coverage following the 630 news. 4 games tonight in the NHL. Winnipeg home to Detroit, and Calgary visits Vancouver again. If the Jets lose that game in any fashion, Edmonton will officially clinch a playoff spot. And the Condors hosting Tucson in a weekend doubleheader tonight and tomorrow.
Well, there you go. You can text us at 780-496-0063. Chris from Empress says, Bob, I told my Leaf buddies who were gooning me about a dirty McDavid hit that the league seems to be leaning towards the hitter being responsible for protecting players, not the one being hit. It's like walking into a busy intersection with blinders on and complaining about getting hit by a truck. Well, we have some of that going on in our city right now, I can tell you that, and it ain't pretty. There seems to be a lot of confusion with how the when you're supposed to walk across intersections and when you're not these days. I don't know if it's confusion or just some people don't give a crap. Whatever. Hey, you never know what it's like to be in someone else's shoes. 12:27 in Edmonton. We're going to head off to a global news weather traffic update with Kevin Robertson. When we come back for Abe's Door Service, Elliot Friedman from NHL Hockey on Rogers.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.